1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is the sound as police moved in to remove barricades that students had set up at a Columbia University building they were occupying. At least 100 people were arrested. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups clashing on the UCLA campus overnight as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He is saying this morning the only thing standing between more hostages being released and a pause in the Gaza war is Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will today travel to Florida as the state's new abortion ban takes effect. It outlaws almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
She will blame Donald Trump directly for this as he brags about overturning Roe. She will also call him out for his recent comments. Trump telling Time magazine that he would not stand in the way if states want to monitor women's pregnancies or punish those who violate abortion bans.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin today. He's using an off day in his New York hush money trial to stump in Waukesha. Trump says the trial is just a ploy to keep him on the sidelines.
That's exactly what they want. They don't want me on the campaign trail. But it's a real disgrace, and the whole world is watching. It's a disgrace to New York.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to a porn star. A new poll finds the race for Wisconsin's presidential votes is tight. The Emerson College survey finds 47% of registered voters support Donald Trump, while 45% back President Biden when the two go head-to-head. With third-party candidates, Trump comes out ahead 45-40. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A pro-Palestinian protest at the UW-Madison is in its third day. As of last night, police had not arrested anyone or issued any tickets. That makes things a lot more peaceful in Madison than at many other college campuses around the country. At least 26 protesters' tents have stayed up on Library Mall, despite warnings from campus leaders that they're breaking the law. The demonstrations in Madison and around the country are to protest Israel's war in Gaza. Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year is from Madison. Brian Councilman has taught in Madison for 20 years, the last seven at Shabazz City High School. He's also the project-based learning coordinator at Shabazz. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is recognizing Councilman's project-based teaching and helping students learn real-world concepts. He earned the Madison School District's Teacher of the Year Award in 2017. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Bucks game six is set. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down 3-1 playing at home. Both Dame and Giannis out with injuries. Chris Middleton playing on a sprained ankle, scoring 29 points as the Bucks beat the Pacers 115-92. Game six scheduled for 5:30 tomorrow night in Indy. Doc Rivers on the Bucks' effort on defense.
I thought taking away their threes was huge for us tonight. They had such a big advantage on us in this series from that line, and tonight I think they made one more than us. That was really important.
Baseball. After the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Rays, they head to Chicago Friday to play Craig Counsell and the Cubs. Last night, Freddy Peralta, Abner Uribe, and manager Pat Murphy all ejected from the game.
If we just leave it, there'll be a lot of commentary on it. You know, there's a lot of emotion in the game, and I think the way the game ended last night, there's a lot of emotion, and I think it lends itself to more emotion.
The Brewers coming out with an 8-2 win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy too today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
We are back and bigger than ever, baby. You're invited to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. It's the comedy event of the year, and it's coming to a city near you. Join Stephanie with sexy liberals Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and comedy duo Frangela for a hilarious ride as they heroically deconstruct the unfolding events of 2024 with an up-to-the-minute, side-splitting evening of comedy. Get your tickets now. Live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison, May 11th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers, who joins me to discuss upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. And we'll talk about Casey Kasem's bloopers. You've never heard swearing like this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
The American people were not given the truth about Donald Trump in 2016 and he won. He almost won in 2020, and he very well could win again if the American people are not made aware of who he actually is.
Thank you, Cassidy Hutchinson. And Joe Walsh and other former Republicans that we are now in the bunker with.
That we depend on.
I tweeted to Joe after we had him on yesterday. I'm like, I forgot to tell you how much I like your Friday Night Tequila tweets. Those are fantastic.
That was cute. Those are good.
I picture him in like little white shoes, like Pee Wee Herman, just like drunk on tequila and just tweeting, yeah. You know, about his old party. It's fantastic.
Fred Gutenberg asked us to send us the audio of that yesterday.
Yes, well, that's an example of working together to stop gun violence. Mm-hmm. And So, by the way, can I just say, just when everything seems like it sucks, and it does, Katara Ravishe is back. And
yes, she is. Look
I
at
mean,
her.
Listen, Chris, God wants us to have nice things and be happy. Because
so he's
the
finally
Trump
admitted.
Trial with pecker jokes and fart jokes, that is our au revoir. The Middle East.
He even wrote that.
Whatever.
Katari Frenchie. Wrote, she's been
whatever,
in the closet.
Frenchie.
Did you just eat? Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't a burp.
Katari said on her post that she's been in the closet for the last 18 years.
So George Santos finally admitting that he was Katara Ravishe.
Yes. Okay. Here it is, the headline, Chris. George Santos resurrects his drag persona Katara for cash on Cameo.
He's been denying and denying and denying.
Just like Donald Trump. Oh, my God.
She really posted. She goes, and George Santos finally let me back out.
What timeline do we live in?
Stupidest.
Okay, because the fart jokes and the pecker jokes, that's our whole. Middle East. I can't. Mommy, Grammy's too old.
Yeah.
Oh, my
well,
God.
Well, I mean, it's...
Everyone hates every... Oh, by the way, someone called Joe Walsh on being on the show yesterday. He's a far-left grifter now.
What?
I'm like, okay, if Joe Walsh is far-left now, I don't...
Where do we go?
Where do we go, Jody? Who do we see?
And Clyde went upstairs, so we might know who the pooper is.
Oh, I forgot to shut the door.
Uh-oh.
No. We're having a pooping retraining, you know, camp. You know what we're not doing, Chris?
What?
Shooting puppies in the face.
Even if
they poop.
Small victories.
All week I'll be wearing my animal. This is Farm Sanctuary. They rescue animals from factory farming. It's fantastic.
How many closets do you have? To fit all of these t-shirts.
Not as many as Katara Ravishe.
Oh, see? I set you up.
See? There is one for wigs, though, from Sexy Liberal Virtual. I have an entire cabinet full of wigs.
Same here.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I find stray sequins all over the place. So it's very much like his
Don't
house.
Let the dogs eat them.
No, they don't eat them.
Okay.
Okay.
Because then they'll have sparkly poop.
Okay.
It'll be pretty.
Fabulous. Poop is fabulous.
We once had a dog that ate like a
a crayon with glitter in it.
And
yeah, there was. It came
my story's still the best. My dog that ate the baby Jesus out of my manger scene.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to poop, and neighbor asked, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm waiting for baby Jesus to come." Mm-hmm. Yeah, waiting for Jesus. Okay, Chris, who said defendant is here?
Nothing.
Defendant is hereby warned that the court will not tolerate willful violations of its lawful orders, and that if necessary and appropriate under the circumstances, it will impose an incarceratory punishment. Who said that?
Judge Reinhold.
No, but it was close. At least you're in the judge area.
Yeah.
No. Judge Marchand.
Oh, okay.
Just say it. Jail. Lock him up. Lock incarceratory punishment.
Incarceratory.
That's a big word.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Mary Trump said that. He could be in jail by the weekend. His next hearing is Thursday because he's violated the thing 11 billion more times.
I don't think he will be.
Lock him up. Can I have happiness as a jailed Trump? Just come on. I'm telling you, Katara Rabiche saved me at the last moment. Clyde is barking at.
He's barking at something.
Lynn.
Happiness is a jail Trump can jump soon. When I see you in the pen. Jumpsuit. Orange is the new orange. I know your tiny fingers won't be on the button. Happiness is a jail Trump and jumpsuit. Happiness is a jail, yes it is.
Yeah, you think he's grumpy now. Woo! Grumpy and farty and sleepy and snory are all going to jail.
Cokey, because he drinks Diet Coke.
I thought you were talking about Don Jr.
No, well,
I'm sorry,
Eric was in.
Eric was in court. Oh, because there's so much publicity about his family not standing by him.
I know.
Does Eric count?
Not
I'm
really.
Eric. I'm here. Daddy, I'm here.
Daddy, love me. I'm here.
Trump's
love
probably
me.
Like, oh, what the Christ. That one?
Uh-huh. It
would have been better if Tiffany had shown up.
Yeah.
At least she's
kind of hot.
She's never going to show up.
Oh, he can go to Barron's graduation now.
He
so
has
he can stop
to go
whining
now.
About now. He's like, oh, crap.
He has to
I
go
to
now.
Go golfing.
He has to go now.
I'm Eric. I'm here, Daddy. Daddy, love me. Daddy, it's all for you.
Yeah, he's going to end up like the nanny in the Omen.
That's so ridiculous. That one, that's the one that shows up after all the, like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's family was there. Ted Bundy's family was in court. Oh, my God. Also, Donald Trump is not happy with his lead defense attorney. He's been frustrated with Blanche. It's time to go. When did I say it's going to be time
it's
for
soon.
Blanche to go?
Soon.
And it's going to be my job to tell her.
Yes.
As someone that played the nurse quite spectacularly, I might say, in the Edinburgh Theatre Festival in 1980.
So you had to wait in the wings until the very end of the play.
Yes. And then they cued my big spotlight. Oh, and it was good. I wasn't running spotlight because I was bad at that, too.
Okay.
You remember I got fired from West Side Story?
Because
I was the only one that couldn't dance
like
at all.
Right. And so you ran the spotlight.
The choreographer, like, physically was moving my feet, like, no! And so then I got fired, and they put me on spotlight, and I was also sucky at that. Like, I was strong enough to hold it, and so it was always like...
So who are you following?
Whoever I was supposed to be. I think I got fired from spotlight, too. Anyway, my point is, I wasn't running the spotlight for my magnificent performance as the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire. Blanche, it's time to go. Thank you. It's amazing I can just call that up at a moment's notice.
I played the messenger at the end of Antigone, so I had to wait in the wings.
What was your line?
It was like a big, huge paragraph that I had to come in and tell everybody that Antigone was dead because she killed
Chris
herself.
Chris had more lines than I did.
But I had to wait until the very end of the play to even show up on stage.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get all your lines right?
I did, actually.
Oh.
I did.
Oh.
That was ninth grade, so I'd done some.
Yeah, that's quite a nifty thing. The USC Theater makes you pay them to go to Edinburgh Theater Festival, and then you're up all night, like, you know, painting the set and I don't know, whatever. Because it's for credits. And so, right.
Right.
And so I remember I was so tired because I was, you know, I had a lot of, I was like six plays. I played Lucy in Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, as you can well imagine. Because you don't have to be being a bad singer is a plus for that.
You were born to play Lucy.
Yes, I was.
Blockhead.
Shut up.
What?
Shut up, Charlie Brown. Where was I? Wow, I got off onto an Edinburgh Theater.
Mm-hmm. Blanche, it's time to go.
Yes, that's how we started.
Yes.
Oh, no, I was going to say, anyway, I played Holly in Uncommon Women and Others, and I remember I was so tired. I have a whole, there's a whole monologue I had on the phone, uh-huh. and I completely not only forgot the monologue, but what play I was in or where I was. And so the Edinburgh Theater office audience was treated to like 5 minutes of, okay, yeah, absolutely. I was just like this
Wasn't
to myself.
Was there someone off stage who could whisper the lines?
I'm so tired. I don't know.
Why?
I was an idiot.
Why?
So I'm just saying I know from being a college idiot. Oops, sorry. Who did I piss off in these campus protests? I don't, Jody, help me. I don't really. There are
outside actors.
That are agitating. Because obviously there's awful things being said on both sides, and I can't keep track of who's. Right. Okay. Now I've gotten off onto another tangent when I was in the middle of one. Okay.
There was a Jewish UCLA student
on
Fox News this morning. He said, yeah, those weren't students that were attacking the Palestinians.
Is there's too many people with a, you know, mostly anti-Biden axe to grind here.
Right.
A get Trump install. Mm-hmm. And if you read the Time magazine interview with Trump, oh, holy God.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just how terrifying that he's saying, but you're like, how many people in our country are for this?
Too many.
Hunting down and prosecuting women, deporting 11 million people, rounding them up into camps. I'm like, really? Okay. Oh, this was Jill. So look, she tweets, I think it's a bad idea to arrest protesters, and what's happening on college campuses is infuriating, but Biden isn't the one calling the cops, and Trump's plan to deploy the National Guard and the military to round up and deport a million plus undocumented people, ban abortion nationwide, allow monitoring of pregnant women, root out quote-unquote communists and other undesirables, expand executive power so he can do whatever he wants, are definitely eviler than Biden not doing or saying the right thing when college students are being arrested, even if that's wrong too. I said yesterday, I don't think the police are a good idea. If those of us are old enough to get a Kent State-y kind of whiff of
papers on Kent State when I was in high school.
But I understand you can't like occupy and take space that was meant for graduation or whatever. And that's also the antithesis of America. You can't occupy space because someone doesn't agree with you, your point of view on something, you know? Like, I just, all right, let's go back to Trump, which is more my
Irv.
Excuse you. He's been frustrated. Oh, that's how we started this. He's been frustrated with Blanche.
Yeah.
He's reportedly complained that he's not being aggressive enough. He wants him to attack witnesses, the judge, and what he sees as a hostile jury pool. That's fantastic advice, Blanche. Take that. Attack the judge and the jury. Mm-hmm. I think this is what happens in the light of day in the courtroom, right? Mm-hmm. He wants his attorneys to do ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Right, and tell ridiculous, and you can't lie in a court of law. He's complained about the price of his attorneys, so you're going to get stiffed. Like, how do you not see this coming? I mean, it's just, okay. How do you not see it coming? You're not going to get paid. You're going to ruin your relationship, your reputation. You may end up disbarred or in jail.
Sure, and him directing Alina Baba, what to do is what lost him the case.
Exactly,
yes. Yeah. But I mean,
you know, she wasn't allowed to lawyer.
But
he
not that she knows.
But
how.
You saw all the clips yesterday. It's just he makes it impossible because he's such a liar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd forgotten. Did you see all those clips with him? Like, I don't know either of these women. Don't know them, but I never heard of them. Don't know who they are. Oh my God! Do you see all this documentary evidence that everyone's been saying what we've been saying that they don't even need Michael Cohen?
Nope.
The whole case has been corroborated.
Once Michael comes in, he's just like what they said.
Right, but it's all corroborated with documents and texts and audio in some cases.
What did you eat?
What's wrong, Clyde?
Okay. Clyde may have eaten an ottoman. I need to go check.
He thought it was food.
I don't know. Thunk. Aw, he's our little Eric. Hey!
He's cuter than Eric.
Daddy, I'm you.
She's like, Clyde's like, love me. Love me.
As if Trump's days could get worse, right? Cold and whiny and farty, and he turns around and there's like clacky comedy teeth, Eric.
Apparently, they were flashing some documents up on the
screen. To keep him awake.
Well, no, they're giving them to him.
Right.
Like you give your old a cell phone that doesn't work to the baby. Here, play with this.
But apparently, they were flashing some documents up on the screen, and Eric was looking at them for the first time, and he was like,
Eric's like, oh
yeah, he was like,
daddy's
oh,
a crook.
Yeah,
daddy's a crook and a liar.
He was a little surprised at what he saw up there.
But that's not like that's not a normal defendant. It's the Roy Cohn, right? Like never, always deny, double, triple down. You're like, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, he's what was the last testimony about? How's my girl, Karen? How's our girl doing? Is she keeping quiet? Oh, really? That's someone that you don't know, and you've never met her. Right. I mean, he's so ridiculous in his the extravagance of his lies that they're supposed to defend now. It'd be different to go like, I'm. You know, flawed man, I did this and this. He never admits anything. No. He makes it worse by completely denying it.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with the toy. That's good. Okay.
Should probably break.
Yeah, probably.
Break them apart.
Right. Break it up over there. Yeah. Going Gaza strip on our ass.
Hi,
okay.
Baby.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. We have a big show today.
We do.
We have Bob Sesko, we have Malcolm Nance, we have Carlos Alzraki. Former Representative Alan Grayson, the abortion ban goes into effect today in Florida.
Yeah. Six
he
weeks.
Wants to talk to us about that. So lots to talk about. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. It's Mother's Day, Bonnie and Glide. You know what I want. I want more Cozy Earth sheets. Okay, I'm just telling them. Being a mom, a full-time job. Even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. This Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. I love my Cozy Earth jammies. Yep. I love my sheets. I'm getting a duvet cover. Oh, my God. There's plush bath towels that look like just so soft.
Nice.
You just never want to get dry. Okay, CozyEarth.com. Type in the promo code Miller. They use fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She would be cradled in superior, like she used to cradle you. Oh, baby. In superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Am I right?
Yep.
Right. Made, as I did I mention, viscose from bamboo. That's what makes it temperature regulating and earth friendly. Mm-hmm. Cozy Earth, every purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Brunch is nice, but then it's over.
Uh-oh.
Give mom the gift of luxury sleep quality that Oprah has put on her favorite things for 5 years in a row. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember that promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com.
She's the aggressive progressive. Down girl. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loan makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
So you see, son, good manners are very, very important. Someday, many years from now, when you're a grown-up, you'll be a man. And when you are, you should be a gentleman. Do you want me to go through it one more time?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open for ladies. If a door's shut, then knock first. Don't burp, don't swear, don't speak with a mouthful, don't reach across people's plates, keep your elbows off the table.
What table?
And don't interrupt. While we're at it, don't stare, don't use foul language, don't call people names, but do remember people's names. Always share your toys, play nice, and cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze. On the bus, give up your seat to anyone who has trouble standing. Bottom line, treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution.
Yes, we will have an answer in Poopgate. Soon. I will go upstairs because we know that Clyde is the only one that went upstairs. So there's a
solo.
Poop,
yeah.
If there's a poop minefield, oh. We're gonna know. We're gonna know.
Great.
Who's Bonnie's a good girl? Because girls are fantastic and boys suck.
Okay. Just kidding. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about the campus stuff, and here's Joe. You made some really good points, but also about Black Lives Matter and. I'm focusing on, you know, the
outliers.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go say what you were saying.
Well, I mean, they did this during the Vietnam War protests, mm-hmm. where there yes. would be some outliers that were violent and instigating
right.
stuff.
And Black Lives Matter was hugely
same
worldwide peaceful
all of
protest.
That. And yeah. so the media yeah. likes to concentrate on
and in some cases stuff. We know they were mm-hmm. white supremacists, mm-hmm. bad actors that were trying mm-hmm. to get. That's exactly. They were wearing masks because mm-hmm. it was COVID, but they were the ones. Remember even in Portland yep. breaking windows, and yep. they're like, "Oh, look at." You know, and the implication is, oh, it's a black person. You can't tell because, you know, they right. have a mask on, but mm-hmm. obviously to try to make. And then, you know, it's that lie has continued because now they still say, oh, remember when they burned the country to the ground back in whatever? We're like,
where?
What?
What?
We were all at Black right. Lives Matter protests.
The country wasn't burned to the ground.
No, not even close.
Right. But so this is. And by the way, who has a dog in this fight? So it's Fox News, of course, airing this footage first. Who wants Biden to lose and Trump to get back in? Fox News. Yep. So they aired this footage of a violent clash between a group of pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian protesters on UCLA.
That was this night.
Out here.
This morning.
Last night.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was at like midnight.
Midnight. It was yeah. early this morning.
But as we were saying, this particular group, in fact, the university said the university has said the protesters are led by individuals who are not affiliated with the university.
Mm-hmm.
One students that I can confidently say these are not UCLA yeah. students. The average age of these people was around 26, 27, 28, 29. Anyway, and one of them said the protesters said this is the reason this is happening is because Jews in L.A. have had enough. They've seen how these pro-Hamas protesters are treating Jewish students on campus. And they said, fine, if the UCLA is not going to do anything about it, LAPD is not going to do anything. We're going to do something. Well, this is also not right.
Not helpful.
So they're ripping down the encampments and shouting, in some cases, horrible things at the protesters.
Like, and like burn Tel Aviv to the ground.
Well, no. I mean,
no. These are anti-Palestinian no. protesters.
Yes. No. Yeah, there was footage of a pro-Israel woman right. saying, "I hope you get raped." Like,
right.
like it just.
At least nobody got hurt in Columbia yesterday.
Yeah, so that was right. CNN good. Was saying they've never seen anything like this. I've covered many protests here in New York City. I've never seen a response like this, a mobilization like this. It seems they probably got some information. They got very concerned. They said this was now a safety concern. I mean, I understand there being safety concerns, but, you know, this is just a volatile situation.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska next.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Yeah, whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit NHTSA.gov.
/ the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chomps through anything. Just put it on and instantly chomp through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chomps things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
And when you see people who clearly know better defending Trump as they just did,
Yeah, it's really frustrating because, as you noted, some of the things that they've said publicly about Donald Trump are horrible, and then they're going on and endorsing him. So I can only imagine the things that they say privately. I've talked with a lot of Republicans, high up elected officials and things like that, who will bash him privately, but many of them will not even say it publicly. But
cowards, cowards, cowards. That will be the history of our time, is the cowardice of the Republican Party, all the way up to and including the Supreme Court. All right, this is, I feel, Bob Seska retweeted this. I feel, if you have not read the Time magazine, yeah. Again, he's telling us, anybody at this point that can be like, oh, it's just Trump talking, you know. No. You need to listen to this.
This is an outline.
He means it.
Yeah. What emerged in two interviews with Trump and conversations with more than a dozen of his closest advisors and confidants were the outlines of an imperial presidency that would reshape America and its role in the world, to carry out a deportation operation designed to remove more than 11 million people from the country. Trump told me he would be willing to build migrant detention camps and deploy the U.S. military, both at the border and inland. He would let red states monitor women's pregnancies and prosecute those who violate abortion bans. He would, at his personal discretion, withhold funds appropriated by Congress, according to top advisors. He would be willing to fire U.S. attorneys who didn't carry out his order to prosecute someone, breaking with a tradition of independent law enforcement that dates from America's founding. He is weighing pardons for every one of his supporters accused of attacking the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, more than 800 of whom have pled guilty or been convicted by a jury. He might not come to the aid of the attacked ally in Europe or Asia if he felt that country wasn't paying enough for its own defense. He would gut the U.S. Civil Service, deploy the National Guard to American cities as he sees fit, close the White House Pandemic Preparedness Office, perfect, and staff his administration with acolytes who back his false assertion that the 2020 election was stolen. Holy crap.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, if that is not enough to chill every bone in your body. And Bob tweeted, when people who voted for him because gas is $3 realize what they've done to democracy, it will be too late. They won't be able to vote him out. He's a patriot.
Dreamy hunky men. Why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska fans.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Stephanie. There's no way to make any of that funny.
No,
so I'm not even going to try.
No.
The thing that sticks out to me is the fact that this guy who presided over the deaths of 400,000 Americans in his last 10 months in office, he's now going to close the pandemic preparedness office once he gets back in, just as bird flu is starting to become an issue.
Right.
I mean, this is insanity. I mean, there are actual people who voted for Joe Biden last time who are going, hey, you know what? Let's get that crazy person back again. Let's get that unforgivable monster who presided over a colossal recession, just an utter disaster for 4 years.
America will be Suzanne Plachet at the end of Birds.
Yes.
Getting her eyeball pecked out. Yeah,
and then as the mass graves are being dug, as people are being loaded into refrigerated trucks, they're going to go, oh, you know, in a few years we'll be able to vote him out. He'll leave. No. That's not how that's going to work. Nope. He's not going anywhere. Yep. Once he gets in, he is locked down. He's sandbagging himself into that building, and he's not going to leave. There will not be an opportunity to get rid of him. 25th Amendment, impeachment, none of that's going to work.
Yeah. And
because he's going to,
First of all, the Supreme Court already installed George W. Bush and stopped the counting. So, you know, they were just getting warmed up, a lot of the people that are on the Supreme Court now. I mean, Lawrence Tribe said Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh's insistence on taking the case, then slow walking the schedule, now focusing on how to protect the office of the presidency into the future, means perversely that in the actual case before them, they are creating the conditions to let the man who nearly destroyed the Constitution get off scot-free, all while setting the stage for him to complete the task. Certainly, if he's elected, the prosecution against him will vanish faster than you can say dictator on day one. Back on Earth One, though, facts still matter. I mean, that's how terrifying and how huge a turnout we're going to need, Bob. You know, God forbid this goes to the Supreme Court again.
Right. I hate to use a sports ball reference, but this is like a full court press against democracy, because if it's not going to be Donald Trump, the Supreme Court is going to do just fine as far as not only destroying basically the reputation of one third of the federal government. I mean, you know, the third branch of government, the Supreme Court, but also making it more likely that presidents can act with impunity, do whatever they want. I mean, the very idea that they entertained this argument. And I was wondering, like, is someone pulling John Roberts aside at, like, the cocktail party circuit and saying, you know, that was a stupid effing move that you did. You're just paying attention to this nonsensical argument that Donald Trump probably made while he was sitting on his golden toilet, just going over and over the election. How could he possibly have lost? And then he just made up this thing about presidential immunity, which I still contend he mistook with executive privilege. I think that he originally thought, oh, isn't there something that the president gets to do with impunity? Oh, wait a minute.
He's dumb.
Executive privilege, presidential immunity. Somehow these two things have been morphed together.
I was going to use this as a guess the quote. It's Joyce Vance.
Okay, let's do this.
But to your point, Bob.
Yeah.
Wait, God made him pretty and gave him so many muscles. Okay. She said the hypothetical that I'm hoping the government will pose in the argument is a more extreme version of the SEAL Team 6 hypo we'd heard in the Court of Appeals, where a judge asked if Trump's theory would absolve him if he used the military to take out political opponents. Why not take this a step further? Tell the court if Trump has the sort of broad immunity he claims he does, a president would be free to order the assassination of Supreme Court justices who disagree with him and could not be prosecuted for doing that. Make the impact of Trump's argument unmistakable.
Yeah.
Joyce Vance.
Yogi Bear.
No, I just...
Huckleberry Hound.
No, no!
Oh, damn it.
Droopy.
No!
The Riddler. He's going to start shouting out.
I reverse engineered this guess the quote. Everybody stop.
Macadamia nut. All white pistachio nut.
Stop it.
I'm just going to start saying things.
But you know, it does show how ridiculous this argument is, and they should say it. Okay, so they can he could take you out. Right.
And Trump's attorney, John Sauer, who argued before the appeals court and then also in front of the Supreme Court, this ludicrous thing that Donald Trump made up in his worm-infested brain, he was claiming that, well, there is something that you can do to a lawless president. You can impeach that president. Ugh. Well, if that president is lawless, that president can easily remove members of Congress enough so that any sort of impeachment measure will never succeed. So this is absolutely insane. We have crossed the threshold with this Supreme Court argument that goes beyond the ridiculousness of the Hobby Lobby decision or Bush v. Gore or Citizens United. This is not just an attack on democracy. This is the Supreme Court essentially tearing down its own reputation. Yep. And I don't know how that gets resolved. Yeah. I keep thinking in terms, sometimes when I get really, really dark, Stephanie, I go, what's it going to take in this country to create this reckoning where half of the voting population suddenly realizes what's going on and they're like, oh my God, we've got to pull back from this. What is the thing that, because we can't continue on this present course where every single election is a referendum on democracy. It can't continue.
I mean, it's the leaning back in your chair reference you always make. That how long can we just be like, oh, my God, are we going to fall and break our neck?
If you saw the CNN poll the other day, that was the feeling that I got. Outlier, but, you know.
Or to make a 9-to-5 reference, lean back and fall and hit our head on the credenza.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a credenza involved, America. But, you know, when you read this terrifying time thing about what he's going to do, I think the scary thing is you're like, how many people live here in America with me that are like, oh, good.
Yeah,
that's what I want. I mean, I hope it's a minority, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those people have a false sense of security. Mm-hmm. They have a false sense of the stability of the American system. They believe that anything can happen. You can do anything. You put anyone in the White House. It doesn't matter. The system will go on and on and on. Yeah. Well, the reality is the system is held together, obviously, by the rule of law, the U.S. Code, the Constitution, but there are all kinds of things, unwritten rules, traditions, the very nature of goodwill, good intention, that is required for our system to continue.
Yeah.
And the second you start meddling around with that by putting nincompoops like Donald Trump in there, doing whatever the Heritage Foundation is telling him to do with Project 2025, that's going to...
I feel like
nincompoop the whole thing
makes him considerably less evil than he actually is.
Right, but... nincompoop is a little too cute.
Nincompoop, I know. Yeah. Nincompoop is underselling.
And his scampery.
Yeah, I was just like running through my adjectives. What's a good adjective for monster? I've used all of them.
I mean, this brings us to this whole our discussion about the campus stuff going on. Trump again smeared pro-Palestinian protesters on college campuses by comparing them to the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville. He said the Biden protests that are going on are horrible. Of course, they're Biden right? This is what I'm talking about, bad actors using this for politics. And Charlottesville is peanut. It's a little peanut compared to what you're looking at now.
God.
Really? Nazis marching through the street who killed a woman, right? That's a little peanut because those are his very fine people. Nazis.
Yeah.
So you've allowed him and this party to pretend, you know, somehow they're like pro-Israel or whatever they are. They are anti-Semitic and anti-Islamic. Bob, Islamophobic.
Yeah, and, you know, I would be fine with these protests occurring if there was more of a sense of the long view here. What is being precipitated? What's going to happen here is as these protests continue on, there's going to be more and more damage to Joe Biden. And the consequence of that will be a Donald Trump presidency. And he has pledged that he will deport supporters of Hamas.
All this Palestinians that live here now. Right, right. Yeah.
So these protesters
Muslim ban
are asking
2.0. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. I mean, in the Time magazine piece, we're talking, I mean, this confirming things we've been talking about all along, but 10 million people. I mean, and we're also talking about a lot of American citizens who are going to get looped into the mix where the names are similar or their faces are similar. And
you're voting for hate if you vote for Donald Trump. If you hate whoever you hate, Muslims, Jews, women, gays, black people, that's the guy for you. I mean, this whole love Trump's hate, does it? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, and I really feel that a lot of the energy toward protests needs to be geared around the fact that democracy, again, is on the chopping block. Democracy is a cliffhanger in this country, and I think there needs to be more outrage about it. Now, 6 months before the election, not the day after the inauguration when it's too late.
Yeah, and
that's something we do on the left. We always do that on the left. Yeah. We always wait until after it's too late, and we have
and
to
I've
stop
said,
doing that.
I think Netanyahu's a monster. I think he's a war criminal. Hope he goes to the Hague. Get rid of them. But, you know, the fact is, this is not Vietnam. This is not our war. Biden's not sending American kids to die. This is a democracy that we can't just remove Netanyahu. Right. I agree. I've even said maybe we are at the point of condition aid or stop aid. I'm open to however we stop this. And I do think it's a genocide at this point. But again, it's not about like what words or what whatever. No, as I said yesterday, Bob, no one of good faith is pro-genocide.
Right. No.
You know?
No, absolutely.
So,
yeah, but you want to do the right thing, right? And that's valid. But I think at the same time, you don't want to shoot yourself in the feet in the process. You don't want to seek some sort of liberty for people in Gaza while at the same time condemning the United States to a future of dictatorship and tyranny. That's exactly what's happening here. The cause
and
of
then
democracy
guess who wins? Netanyahu. Netanyahu wins.
Exactly.
And Putin.
Donald Trump, in addition to wanting to deport supporters of Hamas, which will loop in Palestinian Americans and all sorts of people, in addition to all of that, he's also pledged to send military in to arrest protesters, peaceful protesters. This is all part of the stated plan. This is not partisan hyperbole here, and I think a lot of people in the press believe that it is. It's not. This is what Donald Trump intends to do.
He already told them to shoot Black Lives Matter protesters in the leg or whatever, the knee. I mean, he's talked about shooting shoplifter. I mean, on and on, right?
Yeah, I mean, even Bill Barr was saying in his spineless, wormy way that Donald Trump would routinely talk about executing his opponents. He would talk about, he told Mark Esper he wanted to shoot the protesters in Lafayette Park. And now imagine Donald Trump without having to ever run again and appeal to the American people.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants, and it will be,
this
he'll
is
be
why
unaffected by
Bill
that.
Barr is a gutless criminal as well. But yeah, we have that, Bob. Hang on, take a listen.
Alyssa Farah Griffin, who was Trump's communications director, posted yesterday and said that you were present at a moment when Trump suggested executing the person who leaked information that he went to the White House bunker when those George Floyd protests were happening outside the White House. Do you remember that?
I remember him being very mad about that. I actually don't remember him saying executing, but I wouldn't dispute it. You know, I mean, it doesn't sound. I mean, the president would lose his temper and say things like that. I doubt he would have actually carried it out. I don't. You know.
Oh well, that's good enough for me. Oh my God.
That's
yeah,
fine.
You don't recall, much like you don't recall anything about Iran-Contra that you covered up, too. One last one. Here we go.
He would say that on other occasions?
You said the president, he was... You know, the president had a... I think people sometimes took him too literally, and you know, he would say things like similar to that in occasions to blow off steam. But I wouldn't take him literally every time he did it.
Why not?
Because at the end of the day, it wouldn't be carried out and you could talk sense.
But just because it's not carried out and you could talk sense into him, doesn't that still mean that the threat is there?
He will find someone worse than you because you wouldn't go along with January 6th or prosecuting Hillary because there was no evidence. He will find someone who will manufacture evidence, who will carry out his violent threats. I mean, it's...
Yeah. It was funny. Whoever that interviewer was, I forget her name.
Caitlin Collins.
Yeah, mentioning to Bill Barr what Donald Trump's tweet was or whatever he posted on Truth Central the other day, just completely emasculating Bill Barr and just treating him like they love to use the word cuck. He was treating him like a
Ron DeSantis. Oh my God, how pathetic was that?
And Bill Barr's reaction to seeing the tweet that Donald Trump wrote about Bill Barr was to say, "Oh, that's classic Trump." I said, "What? What? Oh my God!
How about Ron DeSantis? A couple months ago, like, oh, anybody, you know, these worthless politicians is just gonna go kiss the ring, and then cut to gonna kiss more than your ring. Oh my God! So pathetic. This party.
This is insane. And this is the guy they've decided to worship at all costs.
Yeah,
is the Celebrity Apprentice guy, the ridiculous cartoon character from New York City that we all made fun of in the 80s because of his stupid hair.
Oh my God!
That's the guy they've chosen as their messiah.
This is a joke that's just gone way too far. It's like, okay, this stopped being funny several years ago. All right, Bob, you never stop being funny, which is why the Bob Seska Show is so essential. SexyLiberal.com, where you get all of your sexy liberal needs met. Mm.
Thank you,
Bob. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick, right in there in my giant, it is a ginormous renaissance.
It's a keg.
It's a small keg.
It's a pony keg. It's a pony keg.
See, they're excited. They think I'm ready to hike already because I just, why? Because that energy's zipping through me.
Yeah.
It is. It's a keg full of goodness. 10 supplements in one. It is a game changer for your health. It is fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor. And it has helps support my joints, gives me energy, makes me think clearer. Probiotics to help shed extra pounds. Prebiotics for healthy digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you need some energy, you just want to feel better, feel younger, get it. Get it. Do it. Whatever Clyde's up there getting, get it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Unfreaking believable.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams and that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is the sound as police moved in to remove barricades that students had set up at a Columbia University building they were occupying. At least 100 people were arrested. Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups clashing on the UCLA campus overnight as well. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv. He is saying this morning the only thing standing between more hostages being released and a pause in the Gaza war is Hamas. Vice President Kamala Harris will today travel to Florida as the state's new abortion ban takes effect. It outlaws almost all abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
She will blame Donald Trump directly for this as he brags about overturning Roe. She will also call him out for his recent comments. Trump telling Time magazine that he would not stand in the way if states want to monitor women's pregnancies or punish those who violate abortion bans.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Jim Flaherty is with AARP Wisconsin. He says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings systems, but not Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jon Bon Jovi cannot seem to stop talking about how much he cheated in his marriage. The rumors apparently upset his wife, Dorothea, but he still can't keep his trap shut. The singer says his wife has always been there for him when he's fallen. The couple has been together since high school. The rock star and writer of many overwhelmingly mediocre songs said during a primetime special on ABC, he's a rock star, not a saint, and then alluded to having hundreds of girls while married, saying he got away with murder. Hey, idiot. You didn't get away with it if you're confessing on national TV. Deadline.com reports that Tilda Swinton will join Colin Farrell in the cast of The Ballad of a Small Player. The film tells the story of a gambler hiding out and laying low in the Far East who meets a kindred spirit. Filming for the Netflix production will start in Asia this summer. You can also catch Farrell in the film noir series Sugar on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy, too, today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome in Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss 3rd District congressional politics and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.